It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And really the only reason we're doing this.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Saturday, July 22nd, also at Dos Equis Pavilion, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are we playing this? That is Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
Did you think that was Nickelback?
Oh, no.
And that's why you wanted to play the Scott Stapp song.
Yeah.
Oh, no. DJ.
I completely messed that up.
DJ, what is happening?
Okay. I'll wear this one.
Dude.
There's no doubt. Tyler, if you can pull up a Nickelback song.
Man. Somehow, I don't know which one you offended more, but you offended one of them just now.
But it was in good faith. I wanted to play the Marlin Soaring song.
That would make sense if Creed was here.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, let's e-brake on a Friday with some really special guests from the Hardline. It's Bob Sturm and Davey Lane.
Good morning.
And from the Sweet Spot, it's the Talking Sea Bass.
Good morning.
And by the way, this is brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. We're going to give you three candidates. You get to vote on it, 888-787-1310. And I'm so glad that we have you guys here this morning to give us some insight as to how this went down. Number one, Bob, I think we just all owe you an apology for early this morning and how it went on the Dallas Stars playoff postgame show. As the P1 said, it sounded like someone driving a minivan trying to wrangle a bunch of drunks in the back on what the order is. They went through a Taco Bell, and that's pretty much the way it went, and I'm truly sorry.
I counted it a joy just to witness history.
And if you weren't with us early this morning, it ended with Bob saying this phrase, okay, now we're shooting pucks out our butt. I think it's time to end the Dallas Stars playoff postgame show.
Well, we were trying to figure out the sixth way that you could score in a game.
Yeah.
And Donnie thought that was the sixth way.
Shooting it out of your butt. Okay, well, candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline, and you deal with this on a daily basis. Two shock jocks, Corby and Davey. Who do you think candidate number one is?
Man, it could go either way, but Davey usually shoots for 750 on Fridays, I think, with intent. He's a marksman.
He wants to be on SportsCenter.
He's trying to grow his brand through the musers.
Candidate number one is Corby, who was talking about the weather and found it to his liking here at the compound and said a word you can't say that rhymes with grits.
All right.
Named after the Gettysburg Address.
Rush, huh?
Recite it.
I could a couple weeks ago when I was watching Curve, but I can't.
When he learned why he was 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth to this great nation.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's
a good start.
That's
so far,
first,
you're the
like 20th
team historian.
Of
man.
All right, people, birthdays.
Can you imagine if it never got any hotter than this in the next 3 months? What would you pay?
But it was windy like this every day?
That's fine.
Wind is dumb.
Yeah, but this temperature is the
You're not wrong.
It's a very hard
you can't say that word forward or backwards for me.
Just hanging out, being bros.
We are being bros. He's right about that.
Oh, that was a hard T.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Well, that got played about 80 times yesterday during Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Where did that slang come from? Like, is that an old saying, or
it's
I
don't know.
It's English, isn't it?
It's British, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
But is it, like, old British, or is this, like, something from the 60s or 70s?
I think it's, I mean, isn't that old?
Well, no, I'm thinking, like,
boomer,
like, from the 1800s or something.
I feel like they've been very comfortable comparing things to those things for a few generations. I don't know.
You like the way that they'll use the C word a whole bunch? The female?
Oh, no.
It honestly...
Germanic sounding?
Never gets normalized in my brain. I always pull the red alert.
It's kind of like aloha. Like, it can be a term of endearment, and it can be an insult.
Right.
Wasn't that a typical Corby entry too. What if it never got warmer than this for the rest of our lives?
Could you imagine the best thing ever? Forever?
But all the time?
But all the time?
Right now?
All right, there's Corby as candidate number one. So that would leave who as candidate number two?
Absolutely his partner in crime.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you bitch.
And this is and this is funny, too, because of the subject matter. You're talking about how long did y'all have Snowball the family cat, which makes it funny too. Snowball. How long did Snowball last? A couple of years?
She made a decent run for a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She made a real impact on my life.
You guys had this argument about allergies to pets.
Yeah.
And then Davey said something really unfortunate.
I always heard it described as cutting your fingers off at the middle knuckle.
No, yeah, it sounds horrible. It absolutely does. And I, you know, as a kid, you're just responding to whatever your parents would do. And I guess it was before I developed allergies, but
no, it wasn't. As I've told you, if a cat is in your house or a dog is in your house for an extended period of time, your allergies will go away to that specific animal.
I don't believe you.
You tell your kids that, though.
So my
Papa's allergic to
No. Just no.
And we dumped it too. We caught it in time.
We were expecting it about 5 minutes ago. Yeah. So
honestly,
I was just looking for an opening.
Honestly, I thought that I'd used the word box so often that Dave would have jumped on that fumble, but he did not. But so my enduring memory of Snowball, an all white cat, best
Snowball. Oh yeah.
So he used the P word.
Yeah.
Pollen.
Mm. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And we all know that causes sneezes and allergies.
Deeply forbidden an afternoon drive.
So there is there's Davey as candidate number two. Candidate number three, it also involves the hard line, but it's on Matt McLaren. We're learning there's a lot of strange people that work at the ticket. Matt is climbing right up that ladder. He was so intense yesterday. He was basically pacing all day long.
About the Stars game.
About the Stars game, yeah. He was just really fired up. He hates the Avalanche. He had his Haskinen jersey on last night. And I guess leading up to this, he was talking to a friend about the game, and he was getting really fired up. And you witnessed him flip off an imaginary either Avalanche player or fan.
What I saw was an internal dialogue, like he's daydreaming, and it triggered a two-bird response to where he's flipping off in the most defiant way, like the refrigerator.
And listen to how this stops down the hard line yesterday.
What's wrong with that?
It was a long time ago,
but
though,
there's
bro.
Like a statute of limitations. Like, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, right. You're asking.
That's the way the world needs to work.
The elderly, what have you done lately? Yeah.
I didn't say elderly.
No,
I'm saying someone who's been out of the game for like 10 years.
No, but
that could be a 50-year-old
on Mother's Day. The most revered. What just happened over there? What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I just caught. I don't even know what I just saw Matt McLaren do, but I'm just going to move on.
What do you mean? What did he do?
He appeared to give an imaginary friend the finger, unless I'm mistaken. It's like nobody's over there.
Oh, my God, he's losing.
He is. It's taken.
What did you just do?
It's taken 2 days, and he's lost his mind.
Oh, my God. There's nobody over there. He just did this.
He just double birded an imaginary person.
Oh, no.
He's hallucinating.
Wow. That was amazing. So anyway,
I did see your eyes dart to where he was flipping like, off like, wait.
Is there about a fight about to happen here? Wow. Anyway.
That is about as tickled as I've ever heard you, Bob. That was hilarious. And you were the only one that could see him.
Yes.
What's going on over there?
So weird.
Y'all don't do that sometimes, though? Like, you're having conversation in your head, and then you kind
If you keep an eye on Gordo, he'll do stuff like that, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen him do just randomly be walking down the hall and start doing
directed
karate, karate or something. Yeah.
But it is weird to get yourself so worked up that you flip double birds to nobody who is there.
Just an empty room. Except you know there's witnesses in the room, too, so I don't know.
He's thinking about the game.
The game.
It's only game two.
I know.
Like, calm down, man.
He's not going to make it through the series. It may go seven. There's Corby, Davey, or Matt, 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
At end today's Lonesome Dove quote, you ever get tired of loafing? I reckon you get a job waiting tables. And cruising the votes for Davey.
Okay. Yeah, it really makes me want to watch or read Lonesome Dove right there.
It's a great miniseries. Great book, too.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
And how are my sexy fellers doing this morning?
Who's
this? We're doing just fine.
This is Lollipop, your favorite stripper from Maximus Gentleman Club in Wichita Falls. Oh,
okay. Who you vote for?
I have bad news.
What?
I'm a no-arm stripper now.
Okay. Well, do you have a vote?
She can't vote.
Yeah,
she
I don't have any arms, but I still have two hard T's. Give me Corby.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, Muses. It's Ashley.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Ashley.
Right after that one.
Sorry.
School is almost over, which means more time to listen to high-quality radio like Corby's.
Oh, dang it.
Sorry about everything, Ashley. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, Musers. It's adult identifying as a mess again, and I'd like to vote for Matt McLaren's imaginary friend. Okay. I mean, we've all been flipped off. It's not fun.
What is happening?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
In the name of the Lee, the Harvey, and the Holy Oswald, I vote for Davey.
This Golly, thing has so just become disturbing. So insane. This whole segment is like the brain shutting down before
going. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Yes,
like
sir.
To make a vote?
Yep.
How about double birdie for the win? Curve it.
Okay. What did he mean by curve it?
I don't know.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, users.
It's double fake tiger.
Hey, I like M&Ms and I like birds, so I'm going to vote for Matt McLaren.
Okay. I am.
Thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You're on the air.
Hey, I want to vote again, but I want to vote for Davey for the MVP.
No, you can't vote twice.
You can't vote again, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and the stream.
Hello, good morning, George.
Yes, Brady Tom.
Yes.
yes, it's Brady Tom.
Who you like this week, Brady Tom?
Well, I like a lot of people, but Craig, I owe you an apology. I think I offended you last week.
You did?
With my ginger comment, he acted all upset, but I just wanted to apologize.
Oh, it's okay.
I think I was okay, but apology accepted.
Oh, thank you, Craig. Thank you. So,
vote!
I did not know you couldn't say the T word. I love tatas. Can you say tatas?
I think so, but thank you. Thanks, Brady Tom. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh. Holy Christmas tree.
Hello, Christmas. You're on the air.
Good morning. I want to give a shout out to the Mavs and the Stars, and I want to vote for Snowball and Corby.
Snowball. Which one was that? Oh, yeah, it was Davey.
No, that was McLaren.
What?
Huh? Oh, no, that was Snowball.
Sorry. Yeah, Snowball. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Poor Snowball.
Hello, this is the Colorado Avalanche imaginary friend. Joe Pavelski will never win a Stanley. Stanley Cup with the Stars. The Stars.
Wow, what a haunting voice that is. Okay.
He's going to flip you off again.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Am I lying? Am I right? Yes.
Oh, yes. You are.
Hi, musers. I want to vote for that Pussycat Snowball. Just so you know. And y'all have a happy Corona. Love you.
Stop saying that.
Well, Matt and Davey are tied at four. Hi, you have a ticket. Who wins?
That's right, Bobby. We're going to vote for Dave Lean and his smelly cat.
That's a pretty good impersonation.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Whoa.
David Lane.
I always heard it described as cutting your fingers off at the middle knuckle.
No, yeah, it sounds horrible. It absolutely does. And I, you know, as a kid, you're just responding to whatever your parents would do. And I guess it was before I developed allergies, but
no, it wasn't. As I've told you, if a cat is in your house or a dog is in your house for an extended period of time, your allergies will go away to that specific animal.
I don't believe you.
You tell your kids that, though.
So my
Papa's allergic to.
No. Just no.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
We were expecting it about 5 minutes ago. Yeah. So
honestly,
I was just looking for an opening.
Honestly, I thought that I'd used the word box so often that Dave would have jumped on that fumble, but he did not. But so my enduring memory of Snowball, an all-white cat, thus the name Snowball.
Snowball.
I'm going to start beginning all of my stories that way.
Bob is the master of yanking it out of the ditch and back onto the road.
Yes, he gets a lot of practice.
Wait, what were y'all talking about with the amputation of the middle finger?
Getting declawed. He was all white, but then had red paws for a spell.
Because of blood?
I think that's what happens when you declaw, yeah.
Oh, wow. There's permanent blood?
Well,
I don't think that they did it right.
No, it was like
they didn't know how to do it.
It was like
Wisconsin.
Red boots, like all four were the same.
Wow, that's disturbing.
Yeah. It wasn't great. You got all four
declawed?
I think so.
Usually,
you're only supposed to do the front.
Look, I was like seven. What do you want me to do?
Why did you allow it?
You're going to do it at all?
I think I'm riding my big wheel to
here,
the vet.
Get declawed, you moron!
Yeah,
I don't care.
It declaws it, and then you
have some more claws, moron.
And then your dad goes and Christy gnomes it, just shoots it.
Christy Gnome is not a verb.
All right, way to go, Davey. How many wins is that for Davey?
That is Davey's 15th e-break win. He is now 122 behind Norman Double Birds Hitzkus.
Catching up, though.
Only 15?